We continue our learning the Ilui Nishmas, Davi Ben Menachem, Nishan Hav Yaakov, and Vinichos Elio. We're in Nedarim Perakei Mishnah Dalet. By way of introduction, we're going to be discussing areas, let's say, in the community where the people in the community are shutfim. They're considered partners. The entire tzibur, let's say a shul, or a beis hamerchot, a bathhouse from the olden days. Everyone pays taxes. If people are considered shutfim, and we'd like to know what the halacha is regarding people who are mudar hano one from the other. Can the person who now is under this neder, is he permitted to get hana from the public bathhouse or the public shul, as we will discuss. One other thing is that there are nechasim that we wouldn't say everybody is a shutof within the tzibur, within the community, but that all of the Jewish people, all of Klal Yisrael, are considered shutfim bo, are considered a part of it. It's not just a community shul, not just a community bathhouse, but they're a mufkar, they're considered hefker for all of the Jewish people forever. Let's say Harabayis, the Beis HaMikdash, where people, all of the Jewish people have a mitzvah to be ole regel, and even, as we'll discuss in the next Mishnah, even the boros, even cisterns, which they set up on the way for ole regolim, they're able to drink from, that's also considered hefker. That belongs really to everybody. Everyone's a shutof, so to speak, in that. And we'd like to, the Mishnah is going to discuss, the Mishnah is, what the halacha is regarding someone who's mudar hana mechaver, or regarding those items as well. So Perakei Mishnah Dal says like this, Harei, Hareini Olecha Cherem. Person says to his friend that my hana, everything that I own should be ushered to you, should be like Cherem. Cherem, we had that term in the past, where you makdish something to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Bet HaKabayis, the temple treasury, or maybe it's something that's a gift that goes to the Kohanim. Either way, it's something like a carbon that's going to be usher. So a person says, Hareini Olecha Cherem, my property is usher to you, my possessions are usher to you like Cherem, then Hamudar usher. Then the person about whom this neder is taken, upon whom this neder is taken, is now permitted to get on us. So let's say we have, let's say, Shimon is Mudar Hana from Reuven. So now Reuven can't get Hana, says everything of mine, Shimon says is Cherem. So Reuven is us, to get Hana. What about Hare At Alai Cherem? Let's say he says to his friend, you are upon me like Cherem. So let's say Reuven said that to Shimon. You, Shimon, are upon me like Cherem, like something that's kadosh to the Beis HaMikdash. So that means that Reuven can't get hana from Shimon because of the neder that he took. So in this case, hanoder aser. Reuven is the noder. He can get hana. So when Hareini Olecha Cherem, hamudar is aser. That's where Shimon made the neder that Reuven can get hana. Hare alai at alai Cherem, where Reuven made the neder that he can't get hana from Shimon. So then hanoder aser, the one who took that neder in this case, is going to be aser. Hareini Olecha v'at alai. Let's say he says someone took the neder. Let's say Shimon says, my hana should be usher to you, Reuven, and your hana from you should be usher to me. Then shneim asurim, then they both can't hana one from the other. But, says the Mishnah, what's an exception? Ushneim mutarin bidavar shel ole bavel. They are mutar to get hana from that which is in the category, has the status of ole bavel, that we'll speak about in the next Mishnah, which are not considered like this shutfus amongst these people within the community. But va'asurin bidavar shel osa ha'ir. But they're not permitted to get hana from those items from the city within where they reside, as we'll discuss a little bit further in the next Mishnah. Perakei Mishnah ve'ezehu davar shel ole bavel. So what's considered in the category of ole bavel, where the neder does not take effect on ole bavel? These are the facilities that were constructed and they were also maintained with the money that was collected from all of the Jewish people, which we learn in Masechet Shkalim. So every Jew has the right to these areas, and you can't say that he can't have access to them. A neder cannot affect that at all. So therefore, if you have Shimon, Reuven, and Shimon, they make an edda one on upon the other, let's say, it doesn't affect these public properties. It's beyond their ability to prohibit them. And when the Mishnah says, and we're going to see, the Mishnah says like this, Kigon, Harabayis. the Ha'azaros. So Ha'abais, we know the Temple Mount, the Ha'azaros, which are the courtyards. In fact, the Mefarshim explained that it's not just those areas. The entire Beis HaMikdash itself was also considered in this area that's Hefker, that belongs to all Jews, not just Jews of the Yushalayim, let's say. It's not Dover Shel Osa here, but rather Dover Shel Ole Bavel. We only mention these because these are the areas that most people can walk into, to mention the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKodeshim, so that we're not going to mention. But Har Habayis and Ha'azaros are included. Some claim that even Yerushalayim is considered like public property of the Jewish people, and no neder could be made, could forbid anyone from entering that city. And others disagree with respect to Yerushalayim, and would be considered, the city itself would be considered not a davar shel Ole Bavel, but davar shel Osa Ha'ir. Either way, the Mishnah adds on v'habor shebe'emtza haderech. What else is included in this? Is a cistern on the way. This is where people would be able to hydrate themselves on the way to be Ola Regel. We had many of these along the way. So this boar, Shebem Tzaderech, is also something that if Reuven or Shimon or Mudahana, one from the other, they can't prohibit the fact that they have a chelek, so to speak, as part of Klal Yisrael in that boar, or in the Azar or the Harabais, etc., that cannot prohibit one upon the other based on that neder. Interesting, the Baal HaMor says at the end of Maseches Beitza that the reason why the Beis HaMikdash area is not included in the Darim is not because it's public property of the Jewish people, but rather it doesn't belong to anybody. It's no one's property. It's no one's property. It's a holy place, and since there is no ownership whatsoever, that certainly explains why the Neder would not be Chal on that area. Then the Mishnah says, Ve'ezehu davar shel Osa Ha'ir. So what's included in Osa Ha'ir, where we said the Neder can be Chal, because of their joint ownership in that city of those public areas. So says the Mishnah, Kigon HaRechava. Rechava is, literally means the street, the wide area, but Rechava means like the public square. The Hamerchatz and the city bathhouse. Ubeis HaKnes is the shul. The Hateva and the Aron, the use of the Aron itself. The Hasfarim and the Sfarim, Sifrei Torah, and the Sfarim in general that people would use to learn from. So these areas were funded not from all of Klal Yisrael, because we gave a shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash, but rather the municipal taxes, donations people gave from that city. So therefore, that's considered property of the people of that city, not of all of the Jewish people, and therefore everyone who lived in the city had some right in these properties, and they're all considered shutfin. And that's why a neder will affect a person's use of those areas. So the question now is, so what do we do? Reuven would like to enter shul, but Shimon made this neder, and Reuven is mudahana from him. So what should we do? So the Mishnah now explains by making the following comment. V'hakosev chelko lanasi. This looks like it's a continuation of what we just said, but it's really a separate statement. What it's saying, the Gemara says on Daf Mem Ches, is what happens when you have these two residents of the city that are prohibited one upon the other with this neder to benefit from one another. So how do they use these public these properties from the city property, if each one of them has a share? So that's what the Mishnah means. V'hakosev chelko lanachri. What they should do is assign their right, literally, their chelik, their portion to the nasi. Who's the nasi? Nasi, president, means the governor, the mayor, a person who's in charge of of taking care of the affairs of the city. So that authority, that governing authority, is considered like the entire public, so to speak. He's a representative of the public. And therefore, by transferring their share to this person, rather than a private person, a private citizen of the city, so this way, we can assume that it's like public property now. And it's not, we don't assume that the person has a particular share in that area. And that way, the person who's mudahana could get benefit from that, from those public areas, the shul, the merchatz, the Beis HaKnesses, the Sfarim, the Aron, etc. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad kosev la nasi, ve'echad kosev la hedyot. Says Rabbi Yehuda that these people who have this neder upon themselves can, he says, no, don't have to be kosev lanasi. They can be kosev lahedyot. They can assign their share in the city, in the public facilities of the city, to a private citizen of the city. And that, since that third party is not part of this neder at all, they're now permitted to use those properties. They assign their shares to that one person. You don't need to give it to the nasi, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So then, that's true. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why then would a person do so? If you can give it to over to a hedyot. So here's the difference. There is a difference. Shakosev la'nasi eino tzarech lezakos. Person who writes, if they're assigning, if they have these people who sign umudahana, their portions, their shares in the public areas of the city to the nasi, you don't need any zechus, which means you don't need any formal acquisition. You don't have to make a kinyan at all. You give a deed, take a kinyan sudar, a cloth, or to make a kinyan, as we make kinyanim in many situations. We make kinyanim at weddings, we make kinyanim when we sell chametz. So when it comes to the nasi, you don't need to transferring to the nasi is affected through the fact that the person who wants to give it has the resolve to give, and no formal procedure of kinyan of acquisition is necessary. That is the difference. But when it comes to a hedyot, you need to make a kinyan, you need to make a formal acquisition if you want to assign your share to the hedyot. V'chachamim omrim, echad zeh, tzrichin lezakos. They say no, even when you're designating your portion to the nasi, still, you can't, just the resolve alone that I want to give it is not enough. You need to have a formal acquisition, you need to have a kinyan, and that's the only way it's going to be effective according to the chachamim. So why do we mention a nasi then, according to the Chachamim, if the halachos are the same? Lo dibru v'anasi ela bahove. The reason we mention the nasi is because that's the most common. People would give it to the mayor, to the governor, whatever it may be. That's what people will do in these situations because he is the representative of the city. He's like the public. He embodies the public. So that's why bahove is just the most common situation. But it's lav davka that it has to be the nasi. And if you want to give it to the nasi as giving to a hedyot, you would have to make a kinyan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and the Mishnah concludes, Ein anshei galil tzrichin lichtov. Shekavar kasuv avoseim alidem. The anshei galil don't have to assign it all. You have people in Mudahana in Galil and up in northern Israel. You don't have to worry about anything. Why? Because they've already, the forefathers, the earlier generations, have already written and given, assigned their shares of the public area to the Nasi. Why is that? So as the Gemara Memches explains, that the people in the Galil would get into fights all the time with each other. And they're constantly making nedarim one on the other. You can't get a hanah from me. In order to avoid this problem of people using the public facilities, so therefore they say, no, we're always going to give the public property. Our shares are going to be assigned, designated to the Nasi. And in this way, you wouldn't have an issue with any citizen who lived in the Galil, would not have a problem, would not be affected by any Nedarim, because they already took this upon themselves, Kasu Avoseim, Al Yedehem, to the Nasi.